This is Canada Today on Radio Canada International. MinMetals, the Chinese government's minerals and metals trading group, has announced it's in exclusive talks to buy all of Noranda, one of Canada's biggest mining companies. Noranda is 41% owned by Toronto-based Brascan, and Noranda, in turn, owns 60% of Falconbridge, one of the world's biggest producers of copper. The deal would be worth around $7 billion. If it succeeds, China will control two of North America's premier smelting and mining companies. To examine the implications of this, we've reached Charles Burton, professor of political science at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario. He's had extensive experience in China. So, Professor Burton, why would China be interested in buying a big Western mining company?
Well, they have extensive experience with acquisitions abroad. MinMetals already owns 44 units in 17 countries, and, you know, Noranda and Falconbridge employ 15,000 people, but their operations are also highly diversified in 18 different countries of the world. And so by acquiring this, China gets a better and more reliable source of nickel, which is important in the manufacture of stainless steel, and there's a terrific demand in China for products that use stainless steel. And also they get the expertise, the Canadian expertise in mining and exploration, which they can then transfer over to China to see if they can find more of these resources inside China itself.
What exactly is the role of a concern like MinMetals for the Chinese economy?
It's China's most important metal supplier in terms of valuation. You know, China is a country on the rise with terrific growth rates and is sucking up natural resources from all over the world, affecting commodity prices in all sorts of things, from oil to metal to soybeans. And so I'd say it's a pretty important thing for China. And of course, it's very significant for Canada because Noranda has a debt of $2.5 billion and MinMetals will assume that debt as part of the deal.
Now, China, until recently, or fairly recently at least, was a communist command economy. Do they have the expertise to manage large capitalist enterprises in the West?
I think that they do. As I said, they already have 44 other units in 17 countries, so this is not their first go at this sort of thing. And the effectiveness of the Chinese economy and its high growth rates and the exceptional ability of Chinese products to penetrate foreign markets, including our own, suggests that they do have the high level of expertise. And of course, in the management of Noranda, a lot of non-Chinese will be involved because it's a multinational company with operations throughout the world, and particularly in Chile and Canada and 16 other countries.
Is there any particular reason why MinMetals might target Canada in preference to other countries?
I don't think that this suggests anything more than Noranda looked like a good bet for China and a good fit because China needs the nickel and the copper. And Noranda is available because, you know, the way it's been running in Canada has not been so viable with its high debt load compared to its overall equity. So I don't think it says anything particularly about Canada, but it does say something about the importance of China in the global economy as a whole, and this has enormous impact on Canada as an important participant in the world economy.
Is this an indication that China is forsaking its Marxist principles and becoming a major player in the capitalist international economy?
Yes. I mean, China entered the World Trade Organization 2 years ago, and I don't think that there's any substantive relationship between the way the Chinese economy operates today and the kind of economics of the Marxist, Leninist, Stalinist model, which China previously had enforced up to 1978. So many years since 1978, and they've moved on. And clearly, the Chinese economy is an extremely effective one that's been posting the highest growth rates known to man for several years now. And I think that this acquisition of a major Canadian asset is indicative of how very, very important China has become.
And will benefit Canada, in your view, as well?
Well, I think foreign investment in Canada is something that our government definitely encourages, and so this is a very good news for us and for our bottom line, and so I think it's a win-win situation all around.
Well, thank you for this.
Very good to talk to you.
I've been speaking with Charles Burton, a professor of political science at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario.